In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. So says the psalmist. And so we say, but this is a superlative. You must listen to the superlatives in Scripture. It's important to take note of them. Things like to pray without ceasing, to love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. We're saying these things. We had better be doing them. When we say these things, it is a promise. So to say this, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. This is a serious matter to say this before the Lord. Now, on one level, this verse only applies to one man, because this psalm is about perfectly following the law. Well, the only one who perfectly followed the law is our Lord Jesus Christ. So our Lord can say completely, without any hypocrisy, that with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth, meaning that the Son of God has declared all of the things of the Father and made them known. But he had the capacity to do that, the ability, because of holiness. We don't have that capacity. So when we say this, on one level, it is a lie. That's why I think often of the Psalm 115 where it says, I said all men are liars, because we are liars when we say things like this. Even to say we love God is to tell a lie on some level. So to say that we declare all the judgments of the Lord's mouth, on one level this is a lie, but on another level it could be the truth. And that is that he doesn't say all the judgments of the Lord, but all the judgments of his mouth. Meaning, what is the mouth used for? To speak to a particular person, right? Or people. But it's a personal exchange. So the things that the Lord tells us, we are responsible for declaring. So for each one of us, it could be different according to our place in the continuum of holiness or depravity. So it's possible. If it's said, it must be possible to declare all the judgments of the Lord's mouth, all the things that he reveals to us. Now, how is it that we can reveal the things of the Lord? I'm not talking specifics about what you say and to whom you say it. But really, there's one thing that you must have to be able to declare the judgments of the Lord's mouth. You have to have the capacity to do it. You have to have the virtue to proclaim God's virtue. So we can only proclaim something with authority if we have it. Even in the secular world, we know that this is true. If you don't feel experienced in a particular endeavor or particular discipline or skill, you don't feel that you can speak with authority concerning it. And when you're younger, you don't feel that you can speak with authority because of your youth. Some people think young people or people without much experience may not be that as credible as others. That may or may not be true, but it's hard to overcome that. Another thing is that when we are inexperienced, we often hardly know anything anyway. So you can't speak with authority about God, about his judgments, unless you live according to his judgments. So when we say this verse, at least when I say it, there's sort of a sweet, sort of melancholy longing, a sadness, but also a great sense of expectation. Because if the verse is there, if we say it, it must be possible. I'm sad that it's not being actualized in my life. Or should I say, better way to say, it's only been partially actualized. So when I say this, I partially tell the truth, but I also partially tell a lie. That there should be a longing in our hearts when we say this. When the Lord says it, since this psalm is really in his voice, it's all true. It's a statement of fact. When we say it, it is a plea, a prayer. Many things in the scriptures are made our prayers, which are statements, normally you think of a prayer as asking for something, help me to do this, as in help me to declare all the judgments of thy mouth. But that's not the way the scripture expresses itself. Much of the scripture says something exactly as a statement, but you should interpret it in your heart as a plea, as a prayer. Because if it says a superlative, you can pretty much know for sure that you're not really telling the truth when you say it. So it is a prayer, a plea to God that with our lips we can declare all of his judgments. And of course, this is only possible if we live according to his judgments. May God help us to do this. Say this psalm as often as you can. I will continue to say this every time that I, or most every time that I speak of a verse, because it's very important. The Psalter really teaches us how to relate to God, how to pray to him. It really encompasses every aspect of life, not as some sort of index where you can look up, okay, I need, I'm having trouble with my marriage, what psalm do I look to? We're not talking about that. But it tells us how to relate to God, how to think of ourselves. It tells us how to pray when we are sad, how to pray when we are happy, how to turn sadness into joy, and what things we should long after. I hope that when you read this psalm, most every verse, that there will be a sense of longing, a sense of sadness, a sense of incompleteness, but also a sense of great expectation and joy when you read each verse, because each verse we read, we're not telling the truth. We're saying something that we're not really doing. So for us, these things that we say exactly are actually pleas. Oh Lord, help me to live in such a way that this is true. So may God help us to live in such a way that with our lips we will declare all the judgments of his mouth. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.